terrorist groups, not just Islamic State, have had people working on their behalf for years, and there's been people convicted, certainly in courts in the UK, for providing this kind of electronic expertise and know-how and giving it to terrorist groups, even if they're not necessarily a member themselves.
Another top ISIL operative that was killed recently was Junaid Hussein, who was married to the British punk rocker Sally Jones, but he was very good at using the internet and social media to attract fighters. And there are others like him as well, I gather.
Well, Junaid Hussein was very competent when it came to hacking, especially. He was kind of part of this group of people building what you could dub a cyber caliphate. People are able to very effectively disseminate the Islamic State's propaganda, its messaging, its English language outreach. I think people like Hussein, who are very internet savvy, very technology savvy, enable Islamic State to do a lot of things that other terrorist groups previously haven't really been able to effectively do.
And one of the things they were able to do using Hussein's expertise was to hack into very important systems like accounts that belong to the U.S. Central Command. So what's the takeaway?
It should make the U.S. government departments such as CENTCOM aware of the threat that people like Hussein pose. Hopefully focuses attention on toughening up the system to prevent people like him hacking in.
Robin Simcox, research fellow at the Henry Jackson Society. G.G. Green, WTOP News.